This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
Today was, and I'm just guessing, let's say I'm Aaron Sorkin and I'm doing a screenplay and I'm just being fanciful. Imagine this conversation. Well, Loretta, you screwed up this way. Now I've got to go out and punt it for you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to fall on the sword. I'm going to basically turn nothing over to you. I'm going to go out, scold Hillary. Part A of my announce is going to be this indictment of how you have no judgment, you're sloppy, and you want to be the president? You want to handle the 3 o'clock in the morning call? So I'm going to go out in part A of my announcement. I'm going to just say you're sloppy, you're terrible, and you disregard rules and security and the government. Then I'm going to do a 180 and say, however, despite the foregoing, no reasonable prosecutor would do this. Deutsch notwithstanding, Petraeus notwithstanding, all of the whistleblowers who have been packed away and are cracking rocks upstate for a host of things. But I'm going to say no reasonable prosecutor, so Loretta, I'm going to get you off the hook by basically turning over nothing to you. So Loretta can say, well, you heard it from the FBI themselves. So Loretta is saved. Comey is saved. And also, keep in mind this. And again, remember, my dear friends, as learned as we are, we're still civilians in this Byzantine world of Game of Thrones prosecution and that sort of thing. You don't get to be the FBI director by being a rogue. You don't get to be a guy who is looking down the road for things like retirement, Wall Street gigs, board of directors of corporation. As you look to the sunset of your career and really the big time and the big bucks, and you're a company guy, you don't get to be the FBI director by being a rogue. And
I think that's what she meant. I think that's what he meant by a reasonable prosecutor, a corporate guy who's looking out for his career. Hey, we want to be reasonable about that. Let's talk about some of the specifics, Lionel. He said, as he laid this out, and at first I told my wife, I said, like, you look at everything that's happened this last week, and he's holding this now the day after the 4th of July, as they unrolled all this stuff over the holiday week, and I said, they're letting her walk for sure. But then he starts laying out the criminal case, and he comes and he says, hey, was there classified information? And then later on he says, yes, there was classified information. Was it improperly stored and transmitted? Yes, he says. But then he leaves himself and a subjective out. He says, was it intentional? Was it grossly negligent? And then when he goes on, he says, well, we didn't find...
I thought that was an important clip I didn't get to yesterday, breaking it all down. There is so much news. Gigantor global transmission. Lined up for you here today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I remember 9 years ago having Dr. Jerome Corsi and many other researchers on who had written and compiled books showing the school records of Barack Obama, showing different statements and different publications that he'd written for that he was a Muslim. And that he, of course, had gone to madrasa, religious school in Indonesia. The first major foreign speech he gave was in Cairo, Egypt, just a few weeks after being in office. And if you remember back to 2004, it was all over the foreign news, but also our own news, that the Muslims were blown away that he had better pronunciation, better pronouncements of the Islamic text than most of their top imams. And then he's got his cousins and his half-brothers and all these people that are at the forefront in Kenya of the political arm of Islam. And then, of course, there's the military arm attacking police stations, shooting up shopping malls and parochial schools. And even back then, 9 years ago, when he was candidate Obama, I was just like, this is too much. Okay, he's wearing some Muslim garb. He goes to some Muslim weddings. Maybe he went to a madrasa when he's a kid. Okay, but there's no way the establishment, as bad as they are, would actually put a radical Islamicist in power. And that's one of the few things I've said on air that I really made a big miscalculation on and a big mistake. I knew that they were funding the radicalization of Islam. I knew that they were manipulating it and using the threat to take our liberties. But I really didn't think that the elite would actually want to bring in gigantic hordes of unwashed third world Muslims and then start catering to them at every level. Now, we've been aware in Europe for 5 years and the U.S. for 2 years of massive stealth illegal invasion called migratory movements of jihadists. Most of them are military age men. In fact, if you go back to even a few months ago, even Interpol said around 80% are military age men. Most of them aren't Syrian. They just claim they're Syrian and they have fake passports. But the Germans, the Swedes, the French, and others are accepting it. Then we look at what's happening on our border, where thousands a month of other than Mexicans, is what they're called, on the Border Patrol files, come across just at the McAllen sector alone that they catch. And they estimate that they're only catching a fraction. We've talked to the Border Patrol union head in that area, 20%. Jakari was just down there a week and a half ago. We had those interviews. Obama has done everything he can to block the news that this is happening and to block the real numbers. The good news is it's starting to come out. Look at DrudgeReport.com today if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, go to DrudgeReport.com. We also have this important information mirrored at Infowars.com. And as Drudge points out, and this isn't about who gets credit. I'm glad this is all coming out now. This is not new news. Drudge covered it in 2007, 2008, 2004. I don't think Drudge remembers he did that, but I do. He's got a link to himself in 2008. And we, of course, covered it. It's not about the credit. It's about the good news now that finally this is in major newspapers and Fox News is covering it. Because when they first came out with these in 2004, media said they were fake. Until in some of his own Harvard law journals and things, these photos were also discovered. Now, the difference is these are color versions of the black and whites that were already available, that have been in print publications put out by Obama to push his multicultural cred on the street. So there's a lot happening here, but when I get up here and I say that our crew, Adan Salazar and Kit Daniels and Jakari Jackson and Zimmerman and Ali and everybody else down the border are breaking international news, it's not so we get credit, so we can shine attention on our wide open border and the national security crisis, and also illustrate how all this police state theater with the TSA and the spying and the NSA is all a joke. Because the Border Patrol, in their own words, is being ordered to, quote, complete the smuggling process in the last 3-4 years. So it's now as if the heavens have opened up and hell on earth is raining down, because I'm here to tell you, it's not 100,000 refugees we've taken in the last few years, and now Obama wants 100,000 more, he's saying. They use that same manipulation in Europe starting 5 years ago, claiming it was 10,000, then 100,000. Just 2 years ago, they were saying it was 100,000 in Germany. It was 2 million. So when they say 100,000, they mean a million. And I'm going to tell you something. I've lived in Austin, Texas since I was a sophomore in high school, a junior in high school. My mother's from Austin. I grew up in Dallas. I've been all over the country. I've been around a lot of areas of the world, too. The only places I've seen this many classically garbed, third world style, Orthodox Muslims in the streets is somewhere like London or Toronto. And I mean folks with in the nice part of town with rugs on the street, not paying taxes, not paying fees, caring less, burning incense and drinking tea, folks. I mean, it's like Baghdad or something. And now Austin, Texas is like that. So I don't know the numbers, but I know, again, my high school, we have the report on Infowars.com, I'm about to get to the news here in a moment, had seven out of 1,400 and something students, you can pull it up, 230 plus were new in the last year from Syria and Iraq, quote, refugees, just the children. So here's the new story. Bill O'Reilly has gotten exclusive photos that are not exclusive. They were published years ago by Drudge and the Daily Mail and WorldNet Daily and InfoWars. And look, everybody knows I don't like Bill O'Reilly because he's too much of an Obama supporter or Hillary supporter. But I'm at least glad he's going in this direction. It's just the fact is that Bill O'Reilly's not breaking this. But he is breaking it to the Fox News audience. So it shows a major shift. The fact that they can't hold this information back. And Joel Gilbert, that's made films about this subject, is going to be joining us in the third hour. So the point is, the electronic Berlin Wall covering all this up is breaking. And this isn't the only thing breaking today. Look at this. Bill O'Reilly shares photos of Barack Obama in traditional Muslim dress he claims are from his half-brother Malik's wedding, saying they prove his deep emotional ties to Islam. Obama tears up for real when he's speaking to an Islamic group and really gets off on it. And that's who he is. And Odinga and you know, all these other people that he's been connected to are involved in all sorts of radicalization operations over there in Kenya. And the Muslims that are a minority in Kenya are taking over. That's a fact. And, of course, who is he allied with? Bill O'Reilly shares photos of Barack Obama in traditional Muslim dress. He claims are from his half-brother Malik's wedding, saying they prove his deep emotional ties to Islam. Bill O'Reilly shared photos. The Fox News host said it was very difficult to verify the exact location of the photographs, a similar set of which were released back in 2004 by Malik and previously published on Daily Mail. He claimed they were taken in Maryland in the 1990s. And it just goes on from there. I mean, there is Obama with other members of his family in Islamic dress. There's his family holding up the photos. I mean, this is just a fact. And then there's his wife, Michelle, over there hanging out. And then there's members of his family hanging out with Gaddafi. I mean, this is what's going on. This is where Obama shares his cultural roots, whether he's from Kenya or not. And then when he's in Indonesia, his family puts him in a mosque as well. Of course, a Sunni mosque, a Saudi-backed mosque. So I remember when they were on the news saying in 2003, 2004, we can play the clips, Obama truth squads, just go to YouTube, they're still there, Obama truth squads in Missouri, and it was in other states too, will be out arresting anyone that says he's a Muslim and doesn't want to lower taxes. He is a Christian who will cut your taxes. This is district attorneys and police chiefs, Democrats, on TV in Vermont and Missouri and Michigan and other areas with a script saying, we're going to arrest you if you say he's a Muslim. Well, I could say he's a Martian from Pluto if I want to, or a Chinese jet pilot. Whether it's true or not, I have free speech. But he does have these Islamic ties, and then look at all his actions since then. So here's the big news. This is what Drudge is linked to. We're also compiling an article, boiling this down, because it's a big deal. This is breaking through into the consciousness. O'Reilly reveals unseen photos of Obama in Muslim dress, deep emotional ties to religion that hurt USA. Then you scroll down here, red linked, Obama joint effort with corporations can resettle refugees, quote, limitlessly. Daily Caller, and under that, Muslim camps spread in USA. And then, of course, when there's rapes and assaults, they cover it up. Refugee crisis, majority unemployed. Now, again, you're saying, yeah, tell us something we don't know. The point is, it's now breaking all over the place. And the numbers are secret. I told you, it's big corporations, the Vatican, other big churches, Protestant, you name it, are taking not just refugee families from China and Latin America and wherever. They're taking them from the Middle East. And they just give them new ID cards. I mean, the city housing here in Austin is just full of folks. And they are so arrogant. They are so arrogant. We just had cases. It's up on InfoWars.com. Paul Lawson wrote about it. In Minneapolis, St. Paul, where I've been there years ago, that's where our network space is. An incredible amount of Somalis there. They basically run the cab driving. and they were running around shooting stuff in the air and driving down sidewalks and screaming jihad, waving Islamic flags. And the police have confirmed this. And then, of course, they just arrested three jihadis trying to join ISIS, who were Somali, from St. Paul. In Minneapolis. I mean, this is crazy.
Are you prepared with food that has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, and has no MSG, the highest quality on the planet? For only $95 a month, get a full month's supply of food at DeseretFoodStore.com. If you're one of the next 100 people to sign up, you'll get 1 month additional for free. Yes, that's right. Buy one and get one free for the first month. Go to DeseretFoodStore.com now or call 801-444-1444. That's 801-444-1444.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got a bunch of guests and information coming up. I'm going to start breaking that down and start on the next segment. But first off, I've been building up in the last segment to our reporters being arrested yesterday outside McAllen, Texas, beside the Rio Grande River, openly going up and trying to talk to state police, trying to talk to the Border Patrol, trying to ask where they've been seeing movement, where they've been seeing groups coming across is what the press does. We've done this in Arizona, New Mexico. Countless other news crews have done this. I mean, in Arizona, there's militias with, you know, firearms out there aiding the Border Patrol in apprehending people. And I guess because we were nice to the state police and the Border Patrol, they then illegally arrested them, Zimmerman, Alley, and Biggs, and took their legal firearms and then tried to make them pay hundreds of dollars apiece to, quote, unimpound them. So I don't want to have to do this, but I'm going to have to sue them. I just have to do it. Because they hire these young people, these Border Patrol folks, that now are just delivery agents for illegal aliens. The Border Patrol Union has said that on Fox News. We, quote, complete the smuggling process. So they make you put your hands up. And this is after our crew was driving around trying to interview people. Because, see, they're not threatening. They need to then practice pretending like they're Border Patrol on them. And of course, I notice it's a very high ratio of female Border Patrol agents. This looks like this is some type of training op. You've got an older Border Patrol guy there, and then they've got the ladies out learning who the enemy is. And you really come to grips with the fact that the American people really are the enemy. Now, when you actually talk to the Border Patrol Union, they don't like what's happening. They understand they're being given orders that are criminal. The Supreme Court told Obama, stop doing what he's doing. It's illegal. He just said, I'm going to keep doing it. He even said, I'm going to keep doing it. So they just basically were able to upload some of this footage last night. More's coming up. Joe Biggs will join us with others, with the others that went through this. But I looked at the laws. I looked at, quote, the signs they have that just say state land. Don't, no trespass. Don't, you know, secure area, not a fence, just right there by a major town, and just says state land. So they then talk to them about what they're doing. They go, oh, we're down here with some cameras to catch the illegals coming across, hidden cameras. Oh, come show us where they are. And then you go show them, and they arrest you. And it is an arrest when they take your firearms and put handcuffs on you and have you put your arms up and hold you for 2 hours and then take your firearms because, God forbid, a slave have a gun. You know, only these government bureaucrats out there acting tough in their snake leggings can have them. And I'll tell you why they're upset. The footage that Biggs and others shot of drugs being brought across the Rio Grande, nearby this area, and talking to the head of emergency management, Mr. Pagan, who said, no, the Border Patrol brings them to us, the illegals get here, we load them on buses, give them vouchers, they're not tested for disease, and then we ship them into the United States. We have the Border Patrol, the head of emergency management for McAllen, all of it on tape. And our news ends up being on ABC News, Fox News, Drudge Report, everywhere. And it's Congress is now talking about it. Repeatedly on the campaign trail, on national TV, Donald Trump plugs InfoWars and talks about our footage while he was in El Paso the day he was there. He came in the afternoon. That morning, we got the footage of the giant bales of drugs being brought in. And for that, they now, like highwaymen, robbed my reporters of their firearms. Let's start playing the clip from the past with Trump and then right through to today. Here it is.
What happened? So while we're there, you probably read it. It was in Drudge, who's great, by the way. Drudge is amazing. But the story in Drudge, and big story, it's all over the place now. Guys swimming across, and big bags of stuff, drugs, swimming across the river, right? Swimming right across. And they put the drugs, and actually the camera crew, or the reporters, were petrified because they thought they were going to be killed. Because they're showing this on camera. The guy's carrying bags of stuff. It was drugs.
So what happened today in particular is that the Border Patrol dropped off some, they call them detainees, but right. Obviously they're not detained after they drop them off. And normally they have tickets or arranged transportation to go somewhere in the interior. Well, today...
You know, hit stop right there because there's more of this.
Some of them hadn't had transportation.
I'm going to come back after break and just play the whole thing again. See, they don't want us catching the drugs coming across, and they don't want us catching the illegals coming across. So let me tell the militia and the patriots and the citizen reporter stuff. Going out and apprehending illegals to give them to the Border Patrol, who most of the time are ordered to turn them loose, is doing nothing. Information war is the way to go. So I'm going to have to get down to the border now. Oh, I'm coming. And I'm going to call on everybody to start going down to McAllen and exercising our First Amendment. Do you understand state police? And do you understand Border Patrol? You may be involved in treason and dereliction of duty. We're not scumbags!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay. I'm trying not to get mad because I know that it is the criminal federal government, openly run by foreign megabanks that I'm about to list here in a moment, that are getting rid of our borders, bringing us into globalism, and using departmentalization to do it. But we have fought harder than anybody. And no one but DrudgeReport.com and WorldNet Daily have picked up the videos. You've gotten scores of them of the Border Patrol loading the illegals, men, women, and children, in many cases with drug-resistant diseases like tuberculosis, onto buses. They're flying in refugees from the Middle East that are really Sunni pilgrims, Sunni homesteaders, Sunni radical jihad wagon trains. It's literally beyond a science fiction movie that it's so massive and they've been covering it up. And then thank God it's finally in some news stories today. And then our reporters are down at the border, super polite, super nice, Friendly body language. They know full well who we are. Already talked to my reporters the day before, and then they got the orders to have them put their hands up and then take their firearms off their sides and then steal them. And I looked at the law. We've called the lawyers. I already knew this before I called lawyers. You can't sit there and just take people's firearms and make them pay, you know, 200 and something bucks a piece to get them back. I mean, this is just such a joke. But you know what? I'm glad you followed your legal orders. I'm glad you did this, dirtbags. Because let me tell you something. You're showing America who you work for. Now, it's one thing if the head of the union comes out and says, we're ordered to complete the smuggling process. It's illegal. Congress needs to stop it. That person isn't guilty. The head of the Border Patrol Union in that sector wanted to talk to us and expose the diseases and how it was illegal. But I'm telling you, when you follow illegal orders and you confiscate people's camera equipment and go through it and treat us like criminals, when you knew all three of those people don't have criminal records and Joe Biggs is honorably discharged from the U.S. Army, decorated combat vet, and that's why he's the enemy. You hate us because we're good people exposing the crime against the country. And by the way, I'm not numb to all this, okay? I mean, it looks like a Baghdad bazaar at the Domain in North Austin, outdoor mall. Many nights at the Barton Creek Mall, it looks like that. The numbers are got to be over a million, folks. I mean, just Austin is crawling now. With people just walking down the street in full Islamic Guard, women's faces covered up, Somalis running around shooting guns out windows and driving through yards and screaming Allah Akbar and screaming we can rape your women under Sharia, and people being raped all over in Islamic brainwashing camps opening up in high schools to, quote, teach you to accept the Islamification, and then the women come in and teach Islam, and they're not covering their faces, but at home they're all basically covering their faces up. I mean, it's they come here where all this freedom is and then tell us we've got to conform to them, and then the state police, along with the Border Patrol, and because I've watched a bunch of the videos. They're up on Infowars.com. There's so much of it. We got to go through it all. Maybe some of the news crew can just dig through it and get me some of the clips for later when Joe Biggs and crew joins us in about an hour or less. But it's all up on Infowars.com. It's all up on the YouTube channel. We're writing articles about it right now. And it really is the war on the press because we're effective. Just last week, we've got the Border Patrol union head going, yes, we release 80% under orders. We release people that have drug-resistant TB, scabies, all these other diseases. It's horrible. It's unbelievable. And we believe the president should follow the Supreme Court's ruling and follow the law. Just a year ago, they would arrest Border Patrol for talking like that. But that guy's putting his life on the line, his name on the line to tell the truth. And by the way, our article got almost no coverage. Drudge linked to it. Infectious tuberculosis is spreading across the country. 22% of the Islamics being brought in have it, according to the Associated Press. And, oh, but don't worry, interpreters needed for schools around the country to take the refugees, and they're not even testing them. Just to see what the government can get away with. I want to believe in the state police. I want to believe in the Border Patrol. I don't want to go along with the Soros line and have some stupid civil war. I'm not out to get anybody, but I'm going to tell you something. When law enforcement follows illegal orders, is involved in dereliction of duty, just following orders doesn't cut it, and when they sit there with this self-assured, imperious attitude, abusing the press and the First Amendment in this country, it makes me sick. It absolutely just infuriates me. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to call on everybody. This is meant to be seen and scare everybody away from the border. I'm going to call for everybody to go down in press groups, organize with your church, whatever, and just go down there with cameras and show what's going on. Because they just think we're all going to sit here like cowards and let them cover up what's going on while the Border Patrol delivers the illegals once they come across the border to three hots in a cot, and then they're put on buses and sent wherever they want, private buses. And they don't like Donald Trump retweeting our stories, retweeting our articles, our videos. They don't like that. They don't like the fact he's exposing it in this election year. We're only a few months out. July, August, September, October. We are like three and a half months out. And they don't want you to see this. And so that's one thing. If criminal Hillary, and crooked jihadist Obama want to block us, I know they're the enemy. I know why they're doing it. But when I sit there and I see the state police bugging their eyes out at Americans and reporters who've got courage to defend this country, and I see your enjoyment at lapdogging to the enemies of this country, shame on you and shame on your family name. You have disgraced your family. You are disgraceful, disgraceful people. You are a shame to Texas and a shame to the United States of America. I know you don't care. You think it's funny, don't you? This country is getting ready to lose everything it's got and everything it ever has. And it's traitors like you, cowards and yes men and women, that are the reason this country's going to hell. I guess there have been Border Patrol agents that did their jobs and exposed the guns being shipped down to be shipped to Al-Qaeda. That's now confirmed. I guess they get killed. So I guess you kill a few of them. You kill a few of the men, and I guess you put in nothing but a bunch of women. And look, it's on average. It's not that women can't have courage. It's not. It's just known that tyrannies tend to put in women as their enforcers. And the most imperious, arrogant, aggressive people I've ever dealt with in, quote, law enforcement have almost always been women with chips on their shoulders who think they're married to the state like some Janet Reno. Got daddy issues. But when they violate the First Amendment, they violate everybody's rights. The articles are up on Infowars.com. It's the Border Patrol's sworn job to try to keep the diseases out, to try to check and make sure drug dealers and terrorists aren't coming in. And they've been ordered 3 years ago to stand down. They blew the whistle, so I said, great, they're doing their job. And then we start exposing it in the election cycle, and they now want to shut that down. There needs to be an investigation. Congress needs to look into what's happening. And the good news is they tried to 3 years ago deny this was even happening. Well, guess what? Now it's all being exposed. Just last week, Jakari got the key interview that's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet it. This is what they don't want you to know. This is what our reporters have been arrested for. Border agent. That's head border agent, head of the union in that sector. Vast majority of illegals released into country, disease or no disease. And you know, that's a fine headline, but the real headline is Border Patrol, we are ordered to release illegals with diseases. Boom! And Hillary's already above the law. Obama's above the law and allowed to just erase the borders outside of even violating law. And then now the Border Patrol violates because they put up signs saying state property outside McAllen. If you're there cane pole fishing, they don't come and arrest you. That stuff doesn't stand up. 100-mile zones into the country that they call constitution-free zones where they claim they can search citizens' cars, but the illegals just get given a flying carpet bus ticket out. That's why I'm not even so much for a wall, because they'll just use the wall to keep us in. And there'll just be an entrance for everybody else to come in. But let's play the clip from just last week and last year of what they don't want you to see and why they're persecuting our reporters. This administration has persecuted more reporters than anybody in U.S. history. That's even liberal publications admit that. And that's what they're doing. And there's nothing more oppressive and nothing that doesn't spell doom for a nation's future like people in paramilitary uniforms harassing the press while they aid and abet the crimes of the president in front of everyone. I want to open the phones up to former Border Patrol or current people or ICE or customs agents. Am I wrong? Hey, I don't screen your calls. Just be legitimate. Call in. Am I wrong? Should I not be upset about this? And I'm telling you, everybody needs to go down to the borders. I mean, they got areas 50 miles in Arizona where they got signs saying don't go into these areas, the cartels control it. How did that happen? I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But our country is collapsing, and it's by design. If we don't have borders, we don't have a nation. And I'm going to get Joe Biggs and the rest of the crew. I'm going to call Savage. This is the type of thing Savage, only call him every like 6 months and say, hey, you might want to have something on about this. And he generally goes, absolutely, that's big news. I think Michael Savage with his giant audience, they need to know that they're now arresting reporters and taking their firearms because they're putting out information like this. It was Joe Biggs and our crew. I want to give credit to so many videos. I know he was down there with him last year when he got all this. That was it Don Salazar and Zimmerman, or was it Matt who all went down on that show? You know, shooting this. And this is on a major highway right on the border. And then we've got all this other footage this week of people coming across and the Border Patrol taking them to the bus station and shipping them out. They don't want those felonies on tape. Well, guess what?
It was Josh with the bags of drugs.
Yeah, it was Josh Owens got that footage. And my crew's great. They're not about credit. I just want to give it where it's due. Our feds arrest reporters article is now red linked on Drudge. So we'll put that up. See, Drudge. You know why I keep plugging Drudge? Because Drudge is one of the only places that helps us break through stuff that affects everyone in this country. Top left corner. Feds arrest press for reporting on open border. Agent government. Completing smuggling cycle for illegals. See, Drudge totally gets it. I went to my reporters this morning and I said, I want you to pull up all the old articles, how they're completing the smuggling process. How he's got a program with major corporations, Obama does, to ship the illegals in. I want it all in one article. Drudge just did it right there separately without us ever even talking to him. Drudge gets it. Feds arrest press for reporting on open border. That's our article. Under it, agent, government completing smuggling cycle for illegals. That was Fox News. Like, let's cue that up. Let's get that clip again. Muslim camps spread in U.S., not just the physical camps, teaching kids how to be Muslims in public schools. You cannot make it up. More TB spreading. Refugee crisis. Most of them are jobless. Oh, my God. I just cannot believe it. So here's the deal. Congress needs to have criminal investigations of Obama violate the Supreme Court and ordering the Border Patrol to complete the smuggling process. All the heads of ICE and the Border Patrol, the head people that are open globalists, need to be brought in and grilled about how they're ordered by Obama. And all those emails need to be released. And we need to literally use this to defeat crooked Hillary. Well, that's why. And I want to just tell the Border Patrol something. Most of you are really good people. And you stuck your neck out to give us the information 2 years ago that Obama had ordered a total stand down. Once we did that, Drudge picked it up. It forced Fox News and then even the New York Times to admit it. Okay? So I'm not saying you're all horrible people. And I support you in your constitutional duty. You've been under attack. But my God, when you see a Benedict Arnold, it's kind of like this. I loved our Continental Army that battled the British. But if I attack Benedict Arnold, it doesn't mean I'm saying George Washington's bad. Benedict Arnold was a traitor. And these people harassing our reporters and stealing their equipment illegally. I'm not even mad at you. I am disgusted with you. And I know you think it's funny. I know it's all funny to you people. It's not funny what's going on. The country is being dismantled in front of everyone. Most countries have already collapsed into depressions. We're in a depression. You think this government's going to take care of your grandma, your daddy, or whatever in the nursing home when everything collapses? No, it's not. The only thing we're going to do is save this country. That's the only shot we've got, is to stabilize the nation. The globalists are trying to implode it. They're trying to cause a civil war. They're trying to cause absolute insurrection in the streets. They are financing movements to shoot police in cold-blooded murder, taking the sad examples of where cops do the wrong thing and magnifying it, and the cops are doing the wrong thing and being bullied by the political correct system to run around and harass liberty lovers worldwide. And Cleveland, we had to sue them twice, trying to block us having permitted demonstrations in Cleveland. I mean, it's just disgusting to watch the red carpet rolled out for tyranny. I'm going to skip this network break right here. Please support our local sponsors and the network sponsors, too. Or their own. You hear me plug something. That's talk about something. That's something I believe in. It's something I'm supporting. It's something I'm endorsing. And that's how we finance this operation. I'm going to tell you now, and people always have been coming through. If you buy enough Hillary for Prison shirts, I'll put aircraft over D.C. with Hillary for Prison. I've already paid for it. I already signed a contract for Cleveland and Philadelphia, RNC, DNC. And they're 1995, Hillary for Prison 2016. Everybody needs to wear them. Everybody needs to get them. Infowars.com, red on the right shoulder, navy blue shirt, very handsome. Fit great on men and women. And if you buy enough of them, I'll put Hillary for Prison aircraft, you know, just over D.C. I don't care. I'll put a blimp up. If you buy enough of the nutraceuticals and non-GMO seeds and high-quality, affordable food and everything you already need, I'm thinking I'm going to open a full-time bureau in McAllen. I really think that's the answer to this. And we're going to start following the state police, and we're going to start following the Border Patrol, because we know you've been ordered, at least the Border Patrol, to engage in these crimes. They've been supportive of the governor sending more state police down there, but all they seem to want to do is harass citizens. And so, okay, fine. We're already down there every month, but we're going to be all over the border, and I'll probably just hire video stringers from the local TV stations. In fact, that's the move. I'm going to hire TV stringers in McAllen. They know all the roads and everybody. I'm going to hire them in El Paso and other. I'm doing it. And so just buy the products, everybody. You need them. They're the best price. And I want to fight tyranny. And we're going to send our reporters down there. And I'm going to go down there after the RNC. I've got that coming up in a week and a half, 2 weeks. Hard to believe that's already here. And I will go to the border. And I'm going to go to the Border Patrol. I'm going to go to the state police headquarters. And I'm just going to, and they're going to probably act like I'm a devil or something, but I dare, oh, we got an evil American here that thinks he's got a free speech. You know, they'd probably taser me or something. Fine. I'm fed up. I'm tired of it. What is your problem? What is your problem? Snap out of it. Snap out of it. InfoWars, coupled with DrudgeReport.com, is the number one source exposing the treason. And the Supreme Court has ruled it's illegal. We have the law on our side. All we're doing is defending our country. Treat us with respect. Get off our backs. I expect bad stuff out of Hillary and George Soros and the rest of them. Not out of you. Stop it. I'll tell you the really disgrace is all the Border Patrol agents they've killed for exposing this. And the Border Patrol people that have gotten reprimanded and in trouble, and you know what they're doing? They're going more on TV and more on this show. And you know what? I look at those men compared to the other little goons, and you are pathetic. I guarantee you those people that reach out to us wouldn't be arresting our reporters. They'd be telling them where to go, where to expose the crime, how to stop it. I am angry. I am sick of this. I'm beyond that. But I'll tell you why this country is in big trouble. People have lost the instinct to get angry at being violated. They've lost the instinct to stand up for themselves. They've lost basic self-preservation instincts. But it doesn't take a majority to change things. And I don't tell the story because I'm some hero, because believe me, I'm not perfect. But I grew up in a family where we helped people change tires, and when our neighbor's house on fire, you know, we helped take them in and stuff, basic stuff, because we want to be treated like that too. And I'll never forget the lady choking at the La Madeline restaurant with my wife. We only had one child at the time. And I come out of the bathroom, and this woman is turning purple, hunched over the table, and there are like 20, 30 people saying, call 911, call 911, like parrots. Even if the cops got there in 3-4 minutes, she'd be dead. It takes 4 minutes to asphyxiate. And I said, do the Heimlich. Who knows the Heimlich? And this man goes, wait for the police. And, of course, I was on swim team and stuff in junior high and high school, so I'd taken all that with the fire department, and I said, well, I'm going to give her the Heimlich. And I got her there and gave her the Heimlich. The big piece of bread came out, and she went from purple to, you know, red. And then they started saying, oh, you're a hero, you're a hero. And then I heard one person say, is she okay? Did he hurt you? See, that's how these people are. Don't just not help her. But then did I hurt her? I mean, she was like a 200-pound woman. I picked her up because the first couple pulls didn't get it out of her. And I just said, let's get out of here before we get sued. And, you know, that's what's happening to our society, and that's what's going on. And here's the deal. I see America choking to death. I'm going to try to perform a Heimlich maneuver. And you're not going to stop me. You understand that? You're not going to stop us. And by the way, when you do try to stop us, look at the number one news site in the world, more news traffic than the New York Times and Facebook combined. Look at the top red link. You people think you stopped us? Feds arrest press for reporting on open border. You see that? You like that? Now, that's an article from last night before more videos were posted. We've got new videos that are even more powerful. So I need to get Adan Salazar and the rest of our crew to add to this and to add the latest videos that we've got to the top. And then add the links that are on Drudge under it as well so that people get a full taste of exactly what's going on. Because that's just the first thing they got out last night. And people say, oh, don't make a big deal out of this. They were just checking. They didn't know who you were. No, they knew who they were. I'm sorry I'm ranting. I'm trying to settle down. We got some guests coming up and a lot more. There's so much news to get to. But I'm so angry. I'm sweating in here. It's like 70 degrees. I mean, I'm just upset. And it's good to be upset. Vladimir Putin, quote, loses it, warns journalists of war. I don't know how to get through to you people. At a press conference, he said, we are going towards war. The West is preparing for major war. And NATO's saying they are. And Putin's like, we need to stop this. We need to have a serious discussion about this. So things are escalating. And everybody needs to really get shaken out of their stupor and out of their mind-numbed robot status. That's all I'm saying. Now, before I go any further, and we're going to beef that article up because it was just the first thing we put out in their first video. We've got it all now with all the other videos and all the other stuff and all the other background. The Border Patrol saying they're ordered to complete the border, you know, the smuggling process and the rest of it. We're going to extend the Independence Day specials, as I said, through next Monday. 20 to 40% off all the high-quality, storable foods. And also 20% off Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2. But also 20% off all shortwave radios. 20% off all non-GMO heirloom open pollinated seeds. So there are just a lot of really amazing deals. That's not all. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But the X2 is the good halogen. Our bodies are full of the chlorine, the bromine, the bromide, the fluoride, and the good halogen will fill up your glands like your thyroid. That way, your glands don't absorb the bad stuff, and you just pass it out. That's basically a way to boil it down unscientifically. You can go see the science, read the articles, see the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. And if you haven't tried X2 and haven't detoxed with it, just search engine. IQs went up 15 points when government added iodine to salt. Then they took it back out. 15-point increases. I mean, that's just one thing. My skin changed. I lost weight. I had more energy. I did get more aggressive. Consult your physician before you take it. There's no other real iodine like this that I found. This is the true nascent iodine. The other stuff is just garbage, poison in my view. So that's why they say don't ingest the stuff you get at the grocery store. You put it on topically. It's disinfectant. It's excellent. But no, this is totally different. Read about it. Why it's proprietary. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I am going to hire stringers on the border. That's the most economical thing to do so I can have them down there all the time. I think I'm going to put a bounty. $1,000 for footage of drugs being brought across, and there's so much of it, but $100 each thing we accept of illegals coming across, and $1,000 showing the Border Patrol delivering the illegals across to the buses. The bounty's out.
Thank you.
I pay. Everybody knows that. And I'm coming down there, too. So you like it? I'm going to put 100 reporters down there. Get ready.